the hospital is certainly, from the HSE, we're getting all the positive jibes from it, and, you know, everything seems positive, and the council replies when you ask is that, yep, they're in discussions. This should come under economic development as well, because the advantage to the economy of the area, I think that that's very important, and I think that we should be getting, if possible, update reports from the economic development section on how negotiations are going.
Potential there is huge. So as you say, there's real potential there, and now is the time to be examining exactly what that potential is and how it can be best utilised.
You know, there are several expressions of interest on the commercial side of it, and we're all aware now of the council's own interest in providing social housing there. There's also a swell document, well, as well, said now that the hospital will be coming there. I believe that. But I also want to keep a trail on this, want to keep an eye on this, and some section of the council take responsibility for following that up. And I know they are, and it's not in a negative way I'm saying this.
And it is your belief that in 10 years' time, whatever, that Lifford Common area is going to be transformed and is going to become an absolutely crucial part of the fabric of life in the Lifford Stranorlar MD and beyond.
For a very, very long period of time, for over 100 years or more, maybe 200 years, Lifford Hospital have played a very big part in the life of the Fun Valley community, a very important part, a crucial part, and it still will do. Its absence is felt greatly. And, the fact that the HSE has gone and approved, and we've got approval for the unit that's approved there now for the area, I think it speaks volumes for the necessity for it. And it's important that we have the groundwork done and leave nothing to chance and see what's happening. And that's what was behind my mentioning of it at the meeting.